सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीरं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
So in our last session, we have seen Shantanu was king of Hastinapur, married to Ganga Devi, got 7 children which were thrown in river Ganges, and the 8th one survived. His name was Devvrat. Since he has taken a vow to remain a celibate whole life, the God gave him the name of Bhishma. Now Shantanu married another lady. According to contract, there was a breach of contract between Shantanu and Ganga Devi. So she divorced. She went back. Now Shantanu married Satyavati, a fisherwoman. And her father has put the condition that his grandson will become the king, not Bhishma or Devbrata. So from Satyavati came Chitrangad and Vichitravirya, two sons. Chitrangad died and Vichitravirya, Bhishma brought 3 girls from Kashi, out of which Ambika and Ambalika, they agreed to marry. Amba went back. From Ambika came Dhritarashtra through the custom of Niyoga, through Vedvyas' father. And through Ambalika came Pandu. So Dhritarashtra was blindborn, Pandu was pale. And Satyavati was not happy with that, requested Ambika again to go to Vedvyas. She was frightened. She sent her maid. And through maid came Vidur. And we have seen Vidur was Yamaraj in his previous life. In all these 3, Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidur, Vidur was most intelligent, eligible for to become king. But because of social stigma, he was not made king and he became prime minister. Pandu was made king. Pandu married Kunti and Madri. Kunti, before marriage, served Durvasa Rishi. Have you heard the name of Durvasa? Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa was very much pleased and he taught her one secret mantra. If you chant that mantra, then you can conceive. You can give a birth to a son. Kunti, unmarried, young lady, doubted whether this mantra will work or not. So she invokes Lord Surya, Lord Sun, and she got conceived. Karna was born, Karna with Kundal and the Kavach. Now she got frightened, unwed mother, So what she did, she took the baby curd, put it in a basket and floated into the river. Later on, one charioteer, he took and he brought up curd. But Kunti kept this secret whole life. After the death of Karna, she spoke that he was my son, you have to do the last rites. So what do we learn from this part of the story? Number one, never disbelieve a sant. She disbelieved, no? She wanted to test the mantra. Now you all might be wondering how it happens by chanting a mantra, how can it conceive? We have seen in Bhagavatam, in earlier, you will find Brahmaji just thought, only a sankalp, a thought. Four Sanat Kumara, Sanat Sanandan, Sanatana and Sanat Kumar were born. And Brahmaji said that now you start your family life and increase the progeny and all that. They said, no, nothing doing, hum nahi karenge. We are jnani people and we don't want to go into the household life. These four children disobeyed father, Brahma, and Brahma got angry. When he got angry, from his two middle of these two eyebrows, one child was born, his name was Rudra. Asked Rudra, do you create the, start the creation? And whatever he created, Rudra means Lord Shiva, destruction. So the creation, what are being created by Brahmaji is now getting destroyed by these Rudra. So Brahmaji says, stop. You don't have to create anything. Go and meditate. Then he created 10 sages, including Narad, Brahmaji, all by sankalp. Why I'm telling you that by sankalp also it happens. By fruit also it happens. We have seen in the case of, in the Mahatma of Bhagavatam, that Dhundali got the fruit and she gave it to one cow and all that, Gokarn was born, this and that. But here it was mantra. A mantra was given to Kunti and Kunti experimented and got curd. Okay, then what happened? We should not disbelieve, number one. Number two, if you have done something wrong, you should must have a courage to confess it. There is no question of keeping it secret. What was the effect for keeping it secret? Kunti was always 24/7 was thinking about Karna. But if you want to confess it, if you tell it to the society, you are free, khatam. One day Pandu went for hunting in a forest and he shot a deer who was mating at that time. That deer was a rishi in disguise. So he cursed Pandu that you will die when you unite with your wife. Cursed. Now Pandu cannot go to Kunti and Madri. The moment they unite, Pandu will die. So they retired to forest. Interesting story. And now Kunti and Madri both know that they cannot get any children through Pandu. But Kunti knew this secret mantra. So she invoked Dharma, Dharmaraj, and through that she got Yudhishthir, Dharmaraj Yudhishthir. Second time she invoked Vayu, Lord Vayu, and she got mighty Bhishma, Bhim, mighty Bhim was born. And third time she invoked Lord Indra and Arjun was born. Three sons. Now Madri has got no children. So she taught, Kunti taught Madri the secret mantra. This is the mantra, you also do this way and you will also get. She invoked Aswini Kumar. Aswini Kumars are two. So she got twins. And they were Nakul and Sahadev. Now Pandu died. Madri said, I also don't want to live in this world. I will also go with Pandu. And there was that Sati Pratha and all that. She also left the body. Now who are all left? Kunti and five Pandava. Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev. Now Kunti came to Hastinapur with five children, five Pandava. Since Pandu has died, Dhritarashtra, the blind Dhritarashtra, was made king. Dhritarashtra was made king. Dhritarashtra married Gandhari. Where is Gandhar? Do you know? Afghanistan is called Gandhar. So she was from Gandhar desh, her name was Gandhari. When she got married, then she saw that she was a noble, good lady. When she saw that my husband can't see, so therefore she also took a vow that she will also bandage her eyes. What her husband can't enjoy, she also don't want to enjoy. Will you do it? No. It was an idealistic vow, but it was an emotional thing. Emotional thing. Dhritarashtra was blind outside and inside also. Blind outside, was not able to see. Blind inside, he was very much attached to his children. So whatever they used to say, he will agree. And the word Dhritarashtra is, itself means Dhritarashtra. Dhrita means to hold. Rashtra means the kingdom. One who wants to hold the kingdom but doesn't want to leave it is Dhritarashtra. Hundred Kauravs never learned dharma. Both 100 Kaurav and 5 Pandav were brought up under the guidance of Bhishma and Dronacharya, same teacher. But the Kaurav learned adharma and Pandav all were dharma followers. Same teacher, same family, all circumstances same. But they always followed adharma. And the result of that adharma was? All died. All of them died. It is said Lord Krishna told Gandhari, it is your fault. Why did you bandage your eyes? You could have taught your children dharma. When all the 100 Kauravs died, Gandhari cursed Lord Krishna. You are responsible for the death of all these. Therefore, a day will come, the whole Yaduvans will be perished. And it happened also. Lord Krishna said, Gandhari, it is your fault. You didn't teach them. You kept your eyes closed. Had it been open, the situation had been totally different. Therefore, what we learn from this, number one, don't be emotional. This does not mean that you should not have emotion. You must have emotion. But you should not be emotional. The seat of emotion is mind. And mind should always be under the control of intellect. If you become emotional, you are acting at the level of mind. And when you study Kindle life, Gurudev will write, mind is a clerk supposed to receive the files brought by all Jnanendriyas. Mind is a clerk who is supposed to refer all the files to the intellect for the decision. But if the decision is taken by the mind, now you can understand. A decision taken by a clerk. Important files not given to the officer. Instead, the clerk who is receiving the files, he start taking decision. So we should not be emotional. Don't support adharma. Don't support adharma. If you follow adharma, what will be the result? Result will be definitely bad. Third is, blind love brings disaster. Blind love, it was a blind love of Dhritarashtra toward his children. It brought disaster. He also supported adharma. Unrighteous thing, Dhritarashtra also supported. Overwhelmed with the love toward his children. Now Kaurav, after a long pregnancy, Gandhari gave birth to a mass of flesh only. Ved Vyas segregated into 100. These become 100 Kauravas. About a year back or maybe 6 months back, I read in some paper that a lady gave birth to 11 children and they said it is world record. 11 at a time. But this is 100. 100 children, Gandhari. At his birth, many bad women were there, so wise people were very concerned. Vidu said to Dhritarashtra, get rid of this Duryodhan. He will destroy your whole Kuruvans. Vidur could see it because in previous life he was Dharmaraj, Yamaraj. But Dhritarashtra did not accept Vidur's advice. Kaurav were jealous of Pandav, tried many times to get rid of them. Many times they tried to kill Pandav. Once they poisoned Bheem, gave him some sweet poison with deadly poison and threw him into a river infested by poisonous snakes. But Bheem did not die. Instead, the king of serpent Vasuki, have you heard the name Vasuki? Vasuki became the robe when the milky ocean was churned by God and Asuras, God and demons. Vasuki blessed him and said, you will be of a great strength. So Bheem had very good strength because boon was there. Kaurav forgot the law of karma. They all did wrong things. Always did wrong things. And Pandav always came out of all the hurdles. Always. Even the Lord Krishna also supported him. Because they were on the righteous path. So what is the lesson we should learn? We should accept the law of karma. What is law of karma? Law of karma is that if we do a good karma, the result will be bad. Result will be good. Do you all accept, na? Good result means what? Good result means that you will get a favorable circumstances, joy, happiness, conducive circumstances. If you do a bad karma, what will be the result? Result is? Bad fruit of action. What is bad fruit of action? Sorrow. So we all have experienced both joy and sorrow. When you get joy, it is because of your good action done in the past. Past means what? In this life or in the previous life? It may be 100 previous lives also. A child born in a wealthy family, it is his fruit of action of his past lives. Same time, same place, a child is born to a beggar living on the footpath because of the past karma. Now, if you are happy, it is because of your karma. If you are unhappy, who is responsible? Or the person giving you sorrow? Not the person giving you sorrow. It is always my own karma which is giving me sorrow. So if you know this law, then what happens when the sorrow comes, you also know it is because of my karma, well, I have to face it. You have got no choice. Before doing action, you have got the choice to do or not to do. But once you do it, after that fruit of action will automatically come. When it will come, we don't know. So we have to accept that fruit of action. Never given to lobe, greed, jealousy, or do adharma. Don't ever be greedy. Kauravas were always greedy to grab the property of Pandav also, their share also. In our today's society also, you'll find in many families, one brother wants to grab the share of other brother also. Oh, you are in America, what you will do the property in India? Grab it. Greed. Then there is a jealousy. Then adharma is done. So jealousy hurts ultimately to one who is jealous. Ultimately the result will be that. Then again Kaurav wanted to destroy Pandavas by Duryodhan made a palace for them made of lac. You know what is lac? Lakshagri lac. If you go to the Indian post office in India, if you want to send some parcel somewhere, you find many people sitting outside the post office. They will wrap up with some cloth and all that. They will stitch it, and after that they will put something, that is called lac, they will put in the fire and put it here and seal it so that nobody opens it like that. It's a highly inflammable thing. So with that, the whole palace was made. Bidur informed Yudhishthir, this is the plan, you are being sent there. The purpose of the whole thing is this, that they will put it on fire and you all will be burned down there. So Pandav made a tunnel from that palace and they easily came out. The Kaurav started thinking they all are dead now. But they were all alive. From this part of the story we understand, be always alert and vigilant. Always alert and vigilant. Now came the portion of the Swayamvar of Draupadi. Draupadi was daughter of King Drupad. Drupad of Panchal. Other name of Draupadi is Panchali also. So when she came of the age, then at that time the custom was that there is Swayamvar Sabha is called. Swayamvar Sabha means all the eligible prince, king, unmarried king, or other qualified people, they are invited. that you come, you have to enter into a competition, and if you are successful in that competition, then Draupadi will put Jayamala in. Simple. So they didn't believe in your biodata, like in the marriage.com. You found 100,000 datas there. They said, no, you have to show in public, you come here. So what was done, there was a fish hang on the top and the fish was rotating like this. And the competition was that you can't look at the fish, but you can see the reflection of that fish in a pool of water down. And seeing that fish in the pool of water, you have to hit that fish in the eye. Difficult job. Straight also seeing the target, we can't hit. So Arjun also came. Karna was disqualified. Why disqualified? Because he is not a prince. He is son of a charioteer. Nobody told that he is son of Kunti. So Karna was disqualified. Karna also grew up under the guidance of that charioteer. He was as good as Arjun, you know. As good as Arjun. Now Arjun took the bow and arrow and hit it, and he was successful. Then they came to know, the Kaurav came to know that this is Arjun. How they came to know? Because they were under the same teacher, Dronacharya. And Arjun used to practice very much. That is why he was very good archer. Very good archer. So according to the contract, in competition, Arjun won and Draupadi was married to Arjun. Now all of them came home to Kunti. Kunti was at that time in the kitchen cooking something. So Arjun came and said, "Mother, mother, come and see, we have got a wonderful gift for you. The daughter-in-law for you, she is going to help you in cooking." Mother, without thinking, seeing, she said, "You all share." Thus, Draupadi became the wife of all five Pandavas, because mother has said. And all Pandavas accepted also. This part of the story says that you must respect your parents, and whatever they say, you should do it. Number one. Number two, you should look, think, then say. Kunti, without looking at the gift, without thinking what the gift is, she said, "You all five brothers share." People came to know that all Pandavas are alive. To save his face, Dhritarashtra gave some barren land to the Pandavas. This area was called Indraprastha. If you go to Delhi, you will still find this name, Indraprastha, there. So Pandavas, by their hard work, they made it a very prosperous city. And Vishwakarma built a beautiful palace for the Pandav there. In that palace, there was architectural illusion. What is this architectural illusion? You will find in some homes here also, if your home is small, drawing room is small, the architect put a mirror on one wall. So that makes you see that the room looks bigger, you know. Or in a small restaurant also you'll find they put a mirror, so it looks big. So many tables are lying. So Similarly, the beauty of this palace was that wherever you see that this seems to be a dry floor, that was actually water there. And wherever you feel that this is watery, that was dry. So when the palace was made, the housewarming party, Rajasui Yajna, was done by Pandava. So they invited all Kauravas and everybody, all relatives, friends, everybody were invited. When Duryodhan came, he saw this is water. So he lifted his dhoti and tried to cross. Sorry, no water. And wherever he thought, no, this is a plain, dry place, sapang, it was water. Many Mahatma says, when he fell into the water, Draupadi was standing somewhere from the balcony. She started laughing. And they also add something, Andheka Putrandha, blind father's son is also blind. And they said, this is the cause of the whole Mahabharata. But some other Mahatma, I have not read 100,000 verses of Mahabharata, but other Mahatma says it is not written in Mahabharata, it's not there. Anyway, Mahabharata Yuddha happened. So wrong mind thinks only evil. Duryodhan mind was wrong mind and always thought about the evil things about the Pandavas, how to destroy them, how to kill them. And they always suffered. The lessons should be taken from this, that we should not hurt anybody. In how many ways we can hurt any person? Who will tell? Kaya, vacha, mansa. Kaya means bodily. You can hit somebody. Vacha is more powerful. If you hit somebody with your speech, call him some names, he will never forget throughout his life. And mansa by your mind. If you are ill thinking about somebody, that also is a sin. But good thing about Kali Yuga is that we are all in Kali Yuga, you know. Good thing is that even if you think of any evil or ill about anybody, it is not a sin. But in Satyuga it was a sin. In Brahmaji's mind, some bad thought came, he has to drop his body. So, kaya, vacha, mansa. Do not keep wrong company. You should be very, very careful about your company. Duryodhan could also have achieved the same what Pandav achieved by hard work. Indraprastha was a barren land area, but they developed it because of the hard work. Duryodhan could also have achieved the same thing by hard work, but he never did. Then they invited him to the game of dice. Duryodhan and Shakuni invited Yudhishthira to the dice game, and dice game was the weakness of Yudhishthira, only one weakness. We also have our own weakness. Sometimes people call us for chalo, playing card. Some go to the casino. Some go to the another race. So Yudhishthira accepted it. And in that dice game, everything was lost. Whole wealth of Indraprastha, whatever they have earned, including Draupadi. Don't ask me question whether the Yudhishthira had the right to put Draupadi also on bet or not. But it is written, fact is that he lost Draupadi also. So one evil, one vice can bring disaster. One vice. Mahatma explained this part of portion that in Calcutta, you know, earlier, now you get all types of vehicles now. Otherwise, in India, there were only two types of vehicles were available. One was Ambassador, another was Fiat, only two. So one person had Mercedes. Now you can think of the status of a person having a Mercedes car there. That means he was a wealthy person. He went to the race course. In Calcutta, we have got a race course where every Saturday there is a race of horses. And the people keep a track of the horses, you know. They know their five generations. They may not be knowing their own five generations. The horses, they, oh, all detail. How much he has ate, what is the weight of the horse, what did he eat in the morning, in the breakfast, what is the weight of the jockey, and the previous record, and they calculate, and this fellow also bet on the horse, and he lost everything. So his Mercedes car also gone. Like Draupadi, Mercedes car gone. So he came back home on bus number 11. You know what is bus number 11? On foot. So refrain from gambling. Here also people go to casino. Wherever you go, they have got some games. And I don't know where, in which museum I went there, they said, game, you put in this much, then there is a, so many $1,000, one where $100,000 you will get. You have to put in and play games. Never given to greed. Once you are gambling, you are playing cards, or you are going to casino, every time you feel, now next time I will win definitely. So you put in whatever you have got, one after another, something. And one habit can be dangerous. This type of habit can be very, very dangerous. So when they lost Draupadi, then Dushasan brought Draupadi into the Sabha. Because he's lost. He brought to Sabha, and Dushasan wanted to humiliate her by taking out her sari. Draupadi was crying, requesting Dhritarashtra, the blind person, he can't see what is happening there, telling Dronacharya, Kripacharya is the Kulguru, Dronacharya is their teacher, and Bhishma is there. Nobody is saying anything. She is praying, telling, begging them, please help, please help. Nobody is coming forward. Then she prayed to Lord Krishna, and you all know Lord Krishna came as a Vastra avatar, and Dushasan could not open her sari. Dhritarashtra at that time thought, now Draupadi will curse me. So he said, Draupadi, you ask for a boon. I will give you a boon. Draupadi said, okay, you release my five husbands. In one boon, she got released all the five. Acha, Yudhishthira should learn from this mistake. Now again, his uncle called for a dice game. Of course, after a gap, it is not immediately. Again lost. Now this time, the betting was that you all have to go for 12 years. You have to leave all your kingdom and you have to go to the forest for 12 years, and 1 year you have to be Ajnatvas. If you are found out in that 1 year, you have to be again repeat. So they have gone to forest. So what should we do? What should we learn? Give up your wrong habits. Always learn from your past mistakes. You see, these small, small stories even tell you what we should do. It's not the juicy part, how this Kauravas became out of flesh, became 100, how with the mantra conceived and all this. This is not the thing. We have to take the what is to be learned from these stories and imbibe these values in our life. So now they have covered 12 years they were in forest, and for the last year they planned something which we will discuss in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.